Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 158. Today's topic is this: bundling and getting your customers to prepay in advance for more profits. So anytime there is market uncertainty and candidly really market chaos, I always advise the local businesses that I work with to go on a ethical money grab. And what I mean by ethical money grab is that people do some really, really crazy things when the economy gets dicey. And they do things from heavily discounting things to giving stuff away for close to free to really just trying to grab whatever cash they can. And if you're in a market that is even really at all competitive, you've got to know that your competitors most likely are not really going to be operating from a logical standpoint. They're going to be operating out of a completely fear mindset. And you very well may be in that exact same mindset yourself as well. However, cash is king at any time when things just get so crazy that you really don't know what some of the next steps are going to be or what's going to happen next. So here are some things that I want you to consider. The first one is I'm a huge fan of bundling. Now, while this is a strategy that you should be using in your business regardless, let me explain it to you a bit and let me show you how it's going to put your business in a little bit of a different category than everyone else. So let's say you own a landscaping business and you're trying to start to get customers for weekly lawn care. Now, if you know anything about the landscaping business, it's pretty easy to get started. I mean, you really just need, you don't even need a truck. I was going to say a truck, but I've seen people that have, cars and vans, and they pull a little mini trailer with literally a standard lawnmower. I mean, it's pretty easy to get started. And even on the commercial side, there's quite a few landscapers because it tends to be, I hate to say a fallback business, but it tends to be one of those businesses that when you're sitting around and you're trying to brainstorm what type of business you want to get into, landscaping often tends to come up. It just is one of those things. Now, if you know that all of your competitors are going to be doing the same type of offer, they're going to try and get people in for weekly cutting. And they're going to do similar things. They're going to potentially flyer the neighborhood. They might use some door hangers. If they're a little bit more savvy, they're going to try Facebook ads. If they're even more savvy, they're going to use Google AdWords or YouTube ads. But usually landscaping companies, and in particular companies that are focusing not on the higher end landscaping, but rather weekly grass cutting, they tend to love flyers. It's an easy thing to do, flyers or door hangers, but usually flyers. And I think I've probably already gotten 10 different kinds of offers in the last week. And I've got a couple of them on my desk as we speak. And they're all essentially identical. And by identical, I mean they're all saying free estimates. One of them has 10% off for the season if you prepay, which I like that. First cut free, satisfaction guaranteed. But I mean, everything from one to the other is essentially identical. The only one that I know wasn't identical, because I got it a couple of weeks ago, so he or she had a jump on the market. It was offering not only satisfaction guaranteed, but he guaranteed they will beat any price that you're comparing apples to apples. Didn't say apples to apples, but will beat any comparable service price. So if someone's coming in at $20 to cut the lawn each week, he'll come in at least 10% less. So that one caught my eye, and I actually really liked his offer. But here's what I want to throw at you in this kind of economy. What could you bundle with your offer that would completely separate your flyer from the pack? Now, this isn't an episode on building a great flyer. I've already done one or two of those episodes, and I'll make sure I'll link those in the show notes. However, what I'm interested in is something like free power washing at the start and the end of the season. Free window washing. Now, you can use the word free, but you clearly can bundle it into your pricing. But you wouldn't want to say, buy this, and then we're also going to buy. Like, you've got to make sure that the wording is appropriate. And I love to show that it's free, even though, again, you're building it into your price. So whereas all the other people might be charging $25 a week, you're charging $30, for example. Now, again, I know there's different costs for power washing, et cetera, but you get the picture that I'm looking for you to bundle in something that is quite different, but it's complementary to what you're offering. So again, they don't want more of the same. What I don't want you to do is, well, you're going to bundle in all the lawn care, and then you're going to try and bundle in, if you're in somewhere that gets snow, where you're going to say, well, we're also going to bundle that in, and you can have that. I mean, unless you've got some really insanely high prices for a weekly lawn cutting, you couldn't afford to give people snow service for the season bundled in. So I'm looking for you to just think a little bit outside the box and just see, is there something that you could bundle in? If you own a childcare center, what could you bundle in with the tuition? Could you bundle in something that's completely different? Once a month, the family is going to get a gift card so they can, I don't know, order meals in or something like that. And I've seen a lot of companies partner with some of those different meal delivery companies that like the family meals and things like that. For some reason, all the names are escaping me at this very moment in time, but you get the picture. What could you bundle in again that is not just an add-on, but something that your competitors are not doing? If you were offering power washing, we're going to power wash your driveway, or we're going to power wash your windows, what could you bundle in? Could you bundle in gutter cleaning, for example? So while we're power washing your windows, we know it's just one of those things. We're going to make sure that we clean your gutters for you as well, and we're going to add that in at completely no charge. What I love about bundling is that your competitors will look at doing it, but they only will look at doing it with something that is inside their wheelhouse. They're not going to think outside the box. Like, someone doesn't want more of the same. It's one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're selling information products, is that you sell a product, let's just say, for $1,000, and then you try and upsell someone for an add-on, but it's more of the same. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. What else would they want? What else could they need around their house, for example, assuming that you're in that services realm? But whatever business you're in, what could you bundle and offer to save them time, to save them money? Those are the two big ones. Saving time, saving money. So I want you to look at, in this kind of economy, how can you bundle to start to separate yourself from the pack, because that will start to drive you more sales. Get out there, take some action today. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.